Title: Building Tension with Notes for Club Mixes Beginner, Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build real drum and bass tension the club actually feels, using notes, not just risers, not just noise sweeps. Because in DNB, the nastiest kind of the drop is coming energy is when your notes start behaving differently. They start pulling, leaning, and refusing to resolve until the very last second. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar tension section you can drop into basically any roller or jungle leaning tune. You'll make a simple motif, evolve it, get the bass involved, and finish with the last two bars move that feels super DJ friendly. Let's go step by step in Ableton Live, using stock devices. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but let's sit at 174. Now make a basic drum loop. Keep it simple on purpose. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. That classic DNB backbeat. If you want, add hats or a little shuffle, but don't overbuild the drums yet. In this lesson, we want the notes to be the star. Ableton tip: set your loop brace to 8 bars while writing. 8 bars is the perfect phrase length for DNB. Once it's working, then you expand to 16 or 32 and arrange it like a real pre-drop. Now we need a key and a home bass. Tension only works if the listener can feel where home is. So choose a key. We're going to use F minor, because it's a classic DNB key and it sits nicely for sub-bass. Create a MIDI track and name it Tension Motif. Load Wave Editable. Start from an init preset or something super basic. Go with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Put a low-pass filter on it. The 24 dB slope is great, and set the cutoff somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz to keep it controlled. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, subtle. We're not trying to make a trance super saw. We just want a solid, present tone that you can automate later. Now write a 1-bar motif using only F minor scale notes. The notes are F, G, Ab, Pb, C, Db, Ib. Here's a super workable example motif in 8th notes. F, Ab, G, F. Play it for a bar. Loop it. If it feels almost too simple, good. In club music, simple motifs become powerful when you develop them over time. Now we're going to create tension notes on purpose. This is where the magic starts, and you don't need advanced theory to make it work. We'll use 3 easy methods. You can use 1, 2, or all 3 depending on taste. Method A is the leading tone move, 1 semitone below your target note. In F minor, the note E is not in the scale. Perfect. That's why it feels like it's reaching, like it's begging to resolve. So the move is simple. E to F. The key is timing. Use E very briefly, like a 16th note, right before you land on F. If you hold E too long, it can feel like an actual wrong note. But if it's short and it resolves, it sounds intentional and evil in the best way. So in bar 7 or 8 of your 8-bar phrase, right before your final F, insert a quick E that snaps into F. Method B is a pedal note, also called a drone, with moving notes on top. This is a huge club trick because it gives the crowd stability while you build pressure above it. Think of it like, the floor stays steady, but the walls start shaking. Duplicate your motif track, and call the new track pedal. On that pedal track, write long F notes. Whole notes or half notes, doesn't matter, just keep it steady. This creates an anchor. Then keep your original motif doing small variations, especially toward the end of the phrase. The combination feels like we're locked into a tonal center, but the movement around it builds excitement. Method C is chromatic approach notes. Quick outside notes used like decoration. In F minor, you can do something like Ab to A to BB, where A is outside the key. But it's tiny, it's a passing note. It spices the line without changing the whole harmony. Here's your rule of thumb. Wrong note is fine, wrong length is messy. So make the tension note a 16th note, and make the note it resolves to an 8th note or longer. That length ratio alone makes it sound confident. Cool. Now let's turn your 1-bar motif into an actual tension phrase. We'll build an 8-bar phrase first, then stretch it to 16. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Play your motif mostly as written. Keep it in key. Keep it safe. This is where you teach the listener what the pattern is. On your motif track, you can add a simple device chain to make it feel like a record. Wave editable into auto filter, low pass, cutoff maybe 4 to 8 kHz. Then add echo like an 8th note or quarter note, but keep feedback low, like 10 to 20%, and filter the echo so it doesn't get messy. Then a utility at the end just for gain staging. Teacher note, do not turn things up to create energy yet. Energy should come from brightness, density, and contrast. The volume can stay pretty consistent. Bars 5 to 6. increase movement. Now you add a tiny variation. You can repeat a note, add a little syncopation, or add one extra hit. For example, if your motif was F, ab, G, F, you can add an extra G right before the F, so it becomes F, ab, G, G, F. This is also a great place to tease the E to F leading tone at the end of bar 6. Just a hint, like, we're about to do something. Bars 7 to 8, the last two bars tension trick. This is the money move. First, compress the rhythm. If you've been using 8th notes, start using 16th notes near the end. You're literally increasing density, which reads as urgency. Second, add a chromatic push into the reset. A classic in F minor is eb, e, f has 3 16th notes. It sounds like a little staircase into home. Third, automate brightness. In Ableton, hit it to open automation and automate your auto filter cutoff rising through bars 7 and 8. Start around 4 kHz and push up toward 10 to 14 kHz depending on how bright your sound is. You can also automate echo dry slash wet slightly upward for a wider, more energized tail. Now, big point. You're not just making it brighter. You're making it feel like it has no choice but to drop. Next, the bass has to participate. This audio version is shortened for playback.